Two Democrat-run cities declare pride flags official city symbols to sidestep red state laws. By Catherine Hamilton on May 8, 2025. Democrat-run cities in Utah and Idaho are circumventing state laws restricting the display of flags on government property by adopting the flags of LGBTQ+ and other left-wing causes as official city banners, Associated Press reported. Both Republican-led states have laws that bar government buildings from flying most flags, except for the American flag and military flags, to promote political neutrality. Utah's flag law went into effect on Wednesday, according to the report. In response, Salt Lake City adopted four flags on Tuesday to sidestep the law, including its existing flag, the Progress Pride flag, the Transgender Pride flag, and the Juneteenth flag. Each will include the city's signature seagull lily, Fox News reported, which is the Utah state flower. Use of those flags was presented by Mayor Erin Mendenhall for adoption via ordinance, her spokesperson Andrew Wittenberg told the outlet. My sincere intent is not to provoke or cause division, Mendenhall said. My intent is to represent our city's values and honor our dear diverse residents who make up this beautiful city and the legacy of pain and progress that they have endured. Utah Republican Governor Spencer Cox allowed the flag law to pass without his signature. Under the law, violators can be fined $500 per day. Republican House Speaker Mike Schultz said the law is about keeping government spaces neutral and welcoming to all. Salt Lake City should focus on real issues, not political theatrics, he added. In Boise, Idaho, Mayor Lauren McClain similarly issued a proclamation last week retroactively designating the Pride flag as an official city flag, according to the report. McClain did not respond to Fox News Digital's request for comment, but she has previously rejected the state's law and even flew the Pride flag over City Hall after it was passed. McClain and Mendenhall reportedly spoke on Monday to discuss how they are handling their state's laws, although Wittenberg told the outlet the officials did not coordinate their actions beforehand.